Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and blessings, greetings and more blessings coming to you live from the house of Sankofa Infinity, doing my thing on July the 8th, 2018. But you already know that, right? Woo! It has been a week. I tell you, it has been a week. I wasn't here last Sunday. You know, other stuff. You know, I have other things that I have to do, so that kind of like took precedence over what I do with Blog Talk and my other talk shows. But nevertheless, let's get down to it. Now, you know me as the host, Yahshua Elohim, what I do, when I experience my life on a day-to-day basis, I am the observer and the primary witness of what is going on in my life at that time. And because of that, I can see different aspects of myself and how I conduct myself with each experience or each person that I'm interacting with. It's a great thing. It is a great thing because I'm telling you, this is what I came up with. 30 minutes ago. No, I didn't come up with it. It was given to me because, once again, I have to say, it is not I that do with the work, but it is the Spirit. It is the Spirit, all that is, that does it through me as a soul being having this physical experience, okay? So my soul is full. It is impregnated, okay, by the words, the guidance, and the direction of Spirit, all right? So this is my thing that I got 30 minutes ago. And it was based on an experience because you have to understand that this life, living life on a day-to-day basis is a scientific experiment. It is an experiment that you have to get data from. You get the data so that it can correspond to the data that is already within you. Because, once again, we are the creators of our reality. So, for an example, if I need a student, then the student will appear. If I am a teacher or I consider myself a teacher, my students will appear. But this is the kicker. They don't all come saying, I'm a student. Sometimes they come in different ways, different faces. They have different aromas to them, different agendas. But they're all students. And the ones that don't realize that they're students are the ones that don't see me as their teacher. So sometimes you have to go and not be seen. Sometimes you have to blend into the crowd and just be quiet. Don't talk. Don't say nothing. Don't say anything to anyone. Just be in the space, and they'll come to you. Because people, once they realize who you are, what you are, what you do, and how you serve, sometimes they'll back up off of that, intimidated. They are afraid. They don't want you to see them. They don't want you to uncover them. Okay? They don't want that. So they hide behind text, phone numbers, whatever the case is. And that's all right with me, because either way, I'm going to get the upload anyway and the download anyway. As above, so below, as within, as without. It's going to come to me anyway, all right? Because I am the teacher. I am a teacher guided by the spiritual functions of the divine. All right, so going back, I'll tell you, sometimes I get off on these tangents, but I am so excited about this. Going back to this experience I had 30 minutes ago. Now it's 35 minutes ago. You know, time, then I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to get on to what I need to say. There was a time that I would say, you need the ego, you need the ego. And that's true. You do need the ego. You only need different aspects of the ego. You don't need the fullness of the ego, because the ego itself, it has its own agenda. And its primary agenda is to separate, divide, cause division among you and other people. Okay? It start telling you lies, telling you that you're special when you're not special. Okay? We're not special. None of us are special. We're just all spiritual beings having this human experience as a soul. Okay? The soul needs the flesh. The flesh is the vehicle for the soul to rest itself into. The soul connects itself to the divine, but you have to work towards the elevation and the expansion of your consciousness in order for that to take place. Rise up in that tree of life, if you will, in order for you to get from Geb to Asar, okay? In order for you to get from the Shekinah, Makuth, to Tether. It's a system. Trust me. It ain't all about the chakras. Trust me. We have to deal with the flesh first. We have to deal with the flesh first. Then we start dealing with things like the chakras, okay? Then from the chakras, then we start climbing the tree of life. The tree of life is embedded in us. Everything we need is inside of us. It's inside of us. Everything we need, it is inside of us. But sometimes it needs to be triggered in order for it to be activated. So going back to this ego thing, tell you how special you are so that you can see yourself different from others. Huh? Because once it gets you to believe, it's going to trick you into believing that. And once you're so full of that belief, then guess who comes along? Arrogance and pride comes along. And you carrying them shoulder pads around all day, every day. And then when you start talking to people, that's what they see. They see arrogance and pride. They see that. You know how they see that and how they perceive that? By what you say out of your mouth. It takes a humble and courageous soul to see its own reflection, embrace it, and release it. But it takes that damn ego, to trick that soul into, and he never gets to know himself. Ladies and gentlemen, we are here to develop the fullness of our soul. That's why we're here. That is why we are here. We're here to develop the aspects of the soul, but you got to deal with the flesh first. What is the flesh? The flesh is everything that you perceive, you taste, you feel, you see. I don't think I said it right. What? See? Well, I'm just going to say all your five senses. Sensories, okay? It's your sensories. That's your flesh. Get all of that in line. Make sure what you see is the very thing that you're already thinking. Make sure what you are feeling is the very thing that you are seeing and thinking. You see how that everything has to line up. It all lines up. It all lines up. It has to line up. If you don't come into the fullness of that alignment, then the fullness of that soul will not be developed. And guess what? Yes, you will be reincarnated. That's why they say, I'll put you back. You're going to be recycled. See, that's why we got terms like recycled, recycled. See, nature teaches you everything that you can possibly know about self. If we only but take up the time to sit and ponder and meditate and contemplate on these things about self. Only in everything is within. If somebody is upsetting you, honey, clap. Make sure you clap your hands, because that is the opportunity in which you get to develop an aspect of your soul that you have not gotten or you have not done, which is the healing. This is where the healing comes in. See, healing is not just, it's not just I'm healed and then I go on my way. No, healing is a continuous process. It is a day-to-day process. If you're working 12 steps, trust me, when you get down to 12, guess what? You got to go back to 1 and work your way down again. And if you're smart, you might want to work it up. Go from 12 to 1, you know. Healing is a continuous process. Continuous. Sometimes on this healing, soulful journey, you have to stop and pause. You have to stop and pause. And in the pausing, there is meditation and contemplation on self. On self. You don't look to the left, you don't look to the right. You keep it all within self. The kingdom, whatever you want to call it, is within you. It's within you. I heard something today, and I don't know who I heard it from, but I think it was from one of the YouTubes that maybe Triple X did, but I'm not sure. But there was a statement made, and the statement went something like this. It was a channel, a channeler, somebody who was channeling Ananda and Yeshua. If the kingdom of God is within you, don't you know that you can create a kingdom of hell within you? Because you are the creator. You are the creator. You can actually create a kingdom of hell within you. You have to understand, if God is saying the kingdom of heaven is within you, and for you, those of you that believe this, and that's the only reason why I'm saying it, within you, and that can be within you too. That can be within you too, and that's called the ego. Now, I'm still trying to figure out how did he get this term, ego? Where is it coming from, egotistical, self-loathing, self-centered individual? Ego, egotistical, that's where it comes from. Egotistical, that's where it comes from. But then Dr. Wayne Dyer came by and said it means easing God out. Listen, as far as I'm concerned, God can't be eased out. God can't be eased out. Now, you can turn the other cheek and look the other way, but God is never, the divine is never eased out. Never eased out. And if you want to believe that, then you go right ahead. That's your belief. I'm only saying what has been given to me, and it's in regards to the ego. If you got a healthy ego, that's good. That's a good thing. If you got a healthy ego, that means that your ego is under the servitude of the soul, and the soul is under the servitude of the spirit. Okay. If you don't have a healthy ego, then you are separated from your soul, or should I say, there's a strain between you and your soul, and there's a misalignment between you and your spirit. because it's not aligned. It's not aligned. So I'm only on here for, I only wanted to come on here for 30 minutes, and I was wondering, what exactly do I need to be talking about here? And the universe worked it in such a way that I had an experience that basically said, this is what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about ego. We're going to talk about what it is, what it's about, what it does, its primary objective. Its primary objective is to separate you. But see, the ego is like a baby. You have to train it in such a way that it comes under the alignment of the soul so that the soul can get on board with spirit. Because soul got everything you need. It has everything that you need to be doing for the good of humanity and yourself. It has all of that. And it also has everything that you don't need. That you don't need. Because we have free will, hey, it'll assist you on everything that you don't need. Don't need. So let's work on becoming more aligned with the divine or the divinity of who we are. And that is bringing the ego under subjection of the soul so that the soul can get on board with spirit. Because if it is not so, then you will always see yourself separated from people. You'll always see yourself as better. You'll be thinking this in your mind, you will perceive this. Ego is going to trick you into thinking that, but it is not so. It is not so, because at the end of the day, we are all connected, even to Trump, if you want to, you know, get stupid about it. We're all connected, even to Trump. Even to Trump, we're all connected. And if you find any rubbish against him or any other being, you better check yourself. You really, 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 really need to check yourself, because at the end of the day, as light workers, as really soulful beings, spiritual beings having this human experience, you send love and light to people. You send it to them. You don't pray. Don't do no praying. Do not do no praying. That's cheap. You send them love and light from a space of peace, balance, and harmony. Do not pray on them. Do not pray on them, because your prayers are not helping them. If anything, it's helping them worse. It's helping them get worse. So I'm saying to you, don't pray on the little ones. Send them love and light. Say their name, and I send much love and light. Much love and light. And let the divine take care of that. Let the spirit of all that is take care of that, because it's the sincerity and the intention of your soulful being that is going to cause that change. See, that's what's going to go forth. That's what's going to go forth and do its thing. So, you know, I wanted to say that. Now, what else do I want to talk about? Because I told you only, I love how Blog Talk, and I want to give a shout out to Blog Talk, because I haven't been here in a while, but they've managed to keep, you know, doing what they're doing and keep my, what if I want to go back and listen to all the archives that I did in the past, it's there. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm very grateful for the platform that I have. Here it is. Now, going back to what I said earlier in regards to the ego, I was talking to a neighbor of mine, and I said to him, I said, I have to go wash my car. And he said, well, you can do it here. Well, the way he was doing it was not quite the way that I wanted to do it, okay? It wasn't. And I needed a vacuum to clean my car out. So I say to him, without even thinking, quick at the tongue, without even thinking, I am not like you. I said that. And he smiled at me. And we just chuckled and, you know, we just got along in the moment. But this is the thing. When I left that young man, my soul said, we are all connected. That is an aspect of you. That neighbor is an aspect of who you are. Parts of you. Not all of you, but parts of you. I said, well, damn. Damn. We are all connected. We are all connected. And I felt so, and I'm going to tell you something. When you really get a lesson, you feel so grieved and sorrowful about what has transpired. Feel grieved about it. And you want to move with compassion to straighten out that discord. So when I see him again, and I'll probably come back on and say, I got a chance to talk to my neighbor. When I see him again, trust me, I'm going to go to him and I'm going to say to him, I owe you an apology because I stated to you that I was not like you. But I am like you because we are all connected. You are an aspect of who I am. I see me in you, and hopefully you can see yourself in me. How dare I say such a thing, separate myself from this man, from this young man? How dare I? When you catch yourself, you try to run and correct it quickly. You try to run it correctly. And trust me, that is a passion of mine. That is a true passion of mine, because to be a light worker or whatever you want to call them, hey, I'm just a voice. I'm just a voice for the divine. That's all. The voice for the divine, a bringer of light, the opener of the way, okay? I'm the gatekeeper. I'm this, I'm that, whatever. I am that I am, whatever, because I know the I am that I am. Nevertheless, when you really get a lesson and you feel your sorrow and your grief in it, you know right away that's a passion. And it's so, you're so passionate about it, you have got to keep up the momentum of doing it. So now, not only do I have to talk about going within, I have to talk about staying away from things, the way you think, that separates you from other person, places, and things. As you become more and more elevated and expanded in your own self, as you come fuller in your own soul, anything that doesn't need to be there, it's going to automatically fall away because it cannot maintain the frequency in which you are vibrating at. Your vibration has completely changed. Therefore, your frequency is completely different. So the old must go. They have something against you, but because they don't work on that same radio station anymore, you don't move to a whole different radio station. They're on a different vibe, a different frequency. Bless them. Don't curse them. Bless them. When they start dropping off like that, just know without a shadow of a doubt that you have grown beyond the race suggestions or the conflict of a particular thing, a particular way of being, a lifestyle of being that no longer serves you as a spiritual being who is just full of soul, impregnated with the soul. And the soul is infinite within itself. It just gets fuller and fuller. I mean, and fuller and fuller and fuller. And it gets so full that you feel like you are damn near floating. Like you are just light. Just light moving through your daily living. Everything comes easy for you. Things that used to upset you don't upset you anymore. Things that you have a passion for, you speak up for, and you're mindful of the things that you say about it. You're mindful of every word that you use because you want to make sure that when you use your words that they are in complete alignment with spirit, soul, and body. Thought, feeling, and action, all together, all right? So with that, I'm going to go ahead and close out this blog talk. I'm looking to do my blogs at a different time so that I can be here because doing it during the daytime, it kind of runs and there's a conflict of interest of things that I do during the daytime. And I need to correct that because I really enjoy what I do. I enjoy what I do during the day when I'm not here, and I enjoy blog talk. So in order to do them both, I have to eliminate the conflict that is being caused, and that means that I got to adjust the time. That's all that means. I can do both of them, but I have to adjust the time. Why do I want to adjust the time? Because I want to eliminate the conflict between the two. See, ego will say no. We want to do it at this time, and it has to be done on this time. So that means whatever I'm doing, it's got to be secondary. No, no. Spirit, soul, working together, it says all things must work together for the good. So whatever I do during the day rolls over into the evening of what I do. So with that, I'm saying I will change the time, and I'll probably be doing the show somewhere between 8 o'clock, 8:30. Not really sure, but hey, you all will know. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully, you're listening to the archives. I don't know, and I don't even care. I'm just grateful that I can. Reach me. I am Sankofa9@gmail.com. Just drop me an email, comment, whatever the case is, and trust me, I will respond and I will reply with harmony, love, and balance. Be blessed and safe.